Okay, it is February 6th at 6:41, and I am calling the Junction City Library Board meeting to order. Present are Board Chair Jennifer Dagas, Board Members Laura Brown, Bethany Marks, Wendy Thielander, Librarian Michelle Schneider, and absent is Nancy Sabin. First order of business is any changes to the agenda?
I have one. So we have ordered new library cards. I think we're down to probably about 20 cards left. I think it only took 10 years to get through 2,000 cards or something. Like, so it's time for new ones. So the we'll talk about what they look like, and I tried to do a survey, but apparently Facebook no longer allows that option for business pages to do surveys. Oh no. I'm like and then
Weird.
I guess we can put this in on maybe the back half of the reviewing policies. Just the quick chat about the Spanish version of the mission.
Forgot that I said that. That was a long time ago. But it really wasn't.
Any other changes? Next topic is approval of the December 19th meeting minutes. Are there any changes to those?
I didn't see any changes. So I'm happy to move to approve.
Okay.
Minutes are approved as written. Next item is review of circulation and appealing of fine policies. So we have copies of those, and I believe they're just a little over 2 years old.
Yeah, I felt like we did this.
I know we
Okay.
just, it does feel like we just did it. So hopefully, if we do this.
Well, the circulation policy has a little bit of an update.
Okay.
Okay.
So hopefully, if we do this every other year, these will never get behind. And we
Wouldn't.
won't leave the library with really old documents. So that'd be great. Should we do a P circulation first?
Appeal.
Appeal.
Okay.
Okay. Appealing first.
We appeal for the appeal.
Okay. And Michelle, have you had any issues with any
No,
appeals?
I do recommend it to people, and they don't. They're aware of it, but I have not had that many people put in appeal. I had two people recently. One was a patron who had books out for since 2021, I believe. And they had over 12 books.
Oh, my word.
And so some of it was she didn't have access to a vehicle. And so unfortunately, we do not, Junction City's small enough, that you
Walk the
hope.
whole thing in one day.
Yeah, exactly. I hope, they can make it here by walking, but I do understand, she had small children, so it does become a little bit of an obstacle, but I don't have enough volunteers to, and it, to lean into trying to do a pickup service, and that creates kind of a liability at that too of, does the city have to have, kind of like, would that even work? Because essentially they're not an employee of the city, and they're a volunteer, and they're driving around city
Right. Yeah. This
materials.
person
And
didn't have any friends or anyone that could take the books in for them.
yeah.
Did they return the books or just come in and try to get new books and then?
No, I part of my appeal for please return the books. Don't worry about the money, just because to me, the books are always the more important things, because the value to my time and the books themselves, so I don't have to repurchase them,
Right.
is
And
a
look for
higher
them and
value.
re-enter them and re-sticker them and read
It's
everything.
huge. It's huge. There's essentially seven steps to purchasing and putting books out onto the shelves. It's a lot, especially if you are a solo librarian now. The financial portion, I told her, we could probably completely erase, no worries, with an appeal. And she did return the books,
All of them?
all of them.
Hooray.
So
Wow.
it's a win. It
Good
is a win.
job. Yeah.
With, I don't even, not that I don't care about the overdue fees, but like I said, the book's more important. And, getting her to realize that, we can work this out and bring her back and her family back as patrons is more
Yeah.
important.
Good
So
job.
the only other one had to be it was a situation and I'm not going to go into that, but basically there's I offered it and I have not seen a response yet, so I'm still hopeful. Unfortunately, it did involve a theft from this person, and so I said, worry about your life issues first, and we will, work on the appeal and get it all cleared off your account. So, it's, it'd be great just to say, you're clear and free, but we legitimately need to have, someone put in paperwork to be on their side and make it accountable that, this is the transaction that we're doing.
So this is the process. They come in, they fill out the form, it goes to you, and then you approve or deny it. And then I guess you bring it to the board and we can approve and de or deny it as well.
Only for an appeal.
Yeah, only for appeal.
So if it's denied and they're like, wait a second, they can bring
Oh,
it
okay,
back.
a second appeal. Okay.
I mean, I've only had I think two others, and they were for COVID reasons. And so, for the most part, if someone's gone through this stage, there's, legitimate reason. We've already talked to them in advance. I've not had anybody just kind of come to the front desk and say, here, mostly because they need to know how much in fines they already have, and they don't know until they ask. So,
Have you found this form to be an
haven't
issue for
yet.
anybody? Yeah.
We made it as basic as possible. I mean, pretty much, I don't know how we could make it any simpler.
I just read through it, and I mean, I don't know what else would be changed.
Yeah,
If I was doing an
exactly.
appeal, that's.
I mean, we pretty much covered I think every possibility that someone might have. I don't believe that, we need to raise the amount. I think $50 is a good amount, and if somebody's having more than that, then that maybe stems from them just not realizing that
They're not bringing back books at
yeah,
all if they have more than $50 in fines.
exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, but so
So I just had a question about at the bottom, the appeal, the library coordinator's decision may be further appealed to the board. As an advisory board, how I mean, that just was like, whoa, we get to do something.
Maybe.
So I just wasn't sure. I don't know. I mean, I'm still working on the role of this board and
I think.
because I mean, ultimately, you're the person who oversees this board, and we would be appealing the decision you made. So, like, what's the purpose of it going
Well,
forward?
I think it's
Just to
to
make people
have
feel better?
checks and balance, so that, if
The person
you
can.
see something differently than I see it,
Yeah.
there's still a step extra for somebody.
Yeah.
Alternately, there's always, the for, for some of the other policies, it is the city manager because it is a different level of checks and balances that the board doesn't have oversight for. So that it would be more of a like we had looked into the suspension banning from the library, you know, the step above patron policy, something like that, where it would include legal measures. Something of that nature would the next step up would be not the board, would be city to work with that, because that is has more of a legal ramification. This is granted it's you know financial, but at the same time I've yet to see any, you know, then there's no been no abuse of the system, so I don't think we run into that. I think you would make a sound decision.
I think this looks good, and I would be comfortable moving to approve it as written and no changes.
Yeah, just kind of renewing it. Yeah.
Yes. Thank
So
you.
We have revisited it and it looks. So yeah, I can put a new date on it.
Yeah.
Reapproved.
Woo!
And I like that, you know, you've got the $50, you've got the 6 months, because then when you do more than that, they can be like, oh, wow, you're so nice.
Yeah.
They come back when they've been avoiding the library. They come back as an adult, you know, and the last time they had a card was when they were 17 years old. And they try and get a new card, and you look in the system, and you're like, oh, you have a card with us here 10 years ago, and you have $284 on your
Ooh,
that you
yeah.
owe.
Ours is more in the fact sometimes people will try to hide it under their, you know, their children or vice versa. So they will open up an account. They have fines on theirs, and they open up an account on their child, and then vice versa, they'll do theirs and then not pay for their child. So, case in point, I just had one today, but they did pay. So, you know, I think it's just a conversation that you have, and so.
I'm so embarrassed when I have fines on my account.
Well, that's the thing, is people just don't come back because they're like, oh, I've got so many fines, rather than talking to the library and saying, this is my situation, what can we do? They're just like, I'll just go to a different library. It's in the consortium.
Yeah, I mean, I'll bring it up under other business, but looking at a possibility of a amnesty month. Again, we had talked about that way in the beginning, but we'll save that for other business.
Okay, sorry, moving on.
Yep, circulation policy. All right, so some changes were made.
So, in discussions with the city manager, in helping to provide, oh, you know, it's not on here. It's on, I guess this is fine. It's within, but it follows within that. I guess what I should have done is to because getting a library card kind of falls within circulation as well. And I know you're just seeing that now, but.
Thank you. So this is the new one. Okay.
So we could
Oh,
go
wait.
over the circulation
Got it.
policies and then the getting
Got
a
it.
library card next.
Okay, so no changes to the circulation.
No, I bumped up kits to 2 weeks. We originally had it as one because of the new backpacks.
Okay.
We wanted to have everybody have access, and then they had access, so now we can give them 2 weeks. Let's see. The only other change was when I updated our catalog, so it has a new picture. Woohoo! New catalog, or new catalog access. Trying to see. Anybody have any questions on it?
I just have one question on the consortium lending, because I don't know. If an interlibrary item is lost or damaged, patrons need to notify this library. However, patrons will need to work with the originating library to resolve any payment or replacement issues. Is that how everyone does it?
Right now, it was a scenario that actually came up where a patron had a book that she accidentally damaged, and she was from a different library, but the book was from us. However, I was not able to record the change in her data, because it reflects some of the payment information. And we actually had a larger discussion within all the directors for all the libraries about this. Patron records are separate per library.
Yes.
And so we're not able to manipulate
right.
those. And so if someone does lose a book, I cannot, you know, and they want to pay for it, I can't manipulate the record to show, you know,
that
you
they
know,
were billed and paid.
Exactly.
I think we were talking about that the other day about, isn't there something in the works where it's trying to be so we can make notes on accounts? So like if somebody loses a whole bunch of books at Fern Ridge and we note their account, book lost, forgiven, whatever, and then they come over here and start checking out a whole bunch of books and you can't see the notes that say they've already lost 16 books at our library.
Exactly.
Because that's something that's
because I have no way to, I mean, there's, we can display a user and their information, but I have no way to update it, modify it, which does make it tricky, because then I actually have to call another library and say, hey, can you update this for me?
Right.
Which seems a little bit ironic. If we were a county system like Benton County, where everybody's on the same system, that would not be an issue, but because we're all independent of each other, even though we share the library catalog, our patron records are, and we can see them, we just cannot manipulate them between libraries. So,
that was my own question.
Okay. And then it says patrons are allowed up to 5 holds in this section.
Oh, yeah.
And then 7.
Oh, I did raise it because when I asked our courier, which, where are we at? 7?
The top paragraph, like, it says 5 holds.
Like right.
Oh, okay. I guess I missed that. Yeah.
So that one to 7.
Yeah. Because we are a small library, we were underutilizing our paid amount of interlibrary loans. And so I don't have, I have probably maybe 10 users who, or less, who would want to have more books. It, you know, there's a few who are homeschooling, and then I have another who is a voracious reader. And so I, you know, feel fine, you know, giving them an extra 2 allotment. And, you know, by the time we're also waiting for interlibrary loans to come, you know, it's cycling through anyways. So
there was one more thing just logistically on the consortium lending part. You list all the consortium libraries and put Fern Ridge, Bonita, and then Mapleton, Sayuslaw, Florence. And just earlier in there, just the formatting of it, where was it? In the very beginning, Fern Ridge, and you have Bonita in brackets instead of parentheses, and then you don't list that the Sayuslaw is Florence. And I just, for clarity, I thought that could be consistent.
Yep.
And then you can get a DVD from library lending. Is it 4 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. And then our personal collection here is only 2.
Oh, it's new.
For new ones.
So
I think it's 1 week.
Yeah, it's 1 week.
And the movies are 2 weeks. New movies are 1 week. That's consistent.
Yeah. Okay. So if you got one from the consortium, it would just be a 2 week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What happens is that when we borrow, it takes over the loan policy of the library that's lending it out.
Okay.
And I think that the 2 week, I think that we switched to the 2 week to be in line with, or no, maybe it was upping it to 8 movie checkouts to be consistent with the other libraries in the consortium, because other libraries were offering more checkouts than we were.
Oh.
And so we were like, okay, everybody can have 8 because that's what other libraries are doing.
For overall DVD?
Yeah.
DVDs and audiobooks, we allow up to 10 to be checked out.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're at, I don't know what our book, nobody ever reaches the audiobook limit.
So. We have larger patron groups that continually do Lumi nights every week.
Yeah.
And so we're like, full on, have at it. So
yeah, but we were at 6 and we upped it to 8. So maybe that was our compromise.
Okay. Cool. Well, for the most part, when people enter library loan, you know, the most that people ever do is
with 4. With movies, it's usually just a title you can't find. So it's just 1 or 2.
Yeah. One of these hopeful days, we will get through our new collection of DVDs that are massive. Anything?
I don't think I have anything else.
Jumps out. We still do not fax.
Never.
And we still do not notarize.
In a couple of years, we can take out the faxing.
Mm.
Nobody thinks about it faxing anymore.
Well, you can still.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, a government agency.
The library to do it.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's an analog line is still more secure than email when you're sending to federal government agencies. So, Social Security, even the National Archives, if people want their military records, there's a slew out there.
Okay.
Until technology figures
something
out.
Some people don't trust the internet.
There is that too.
Use a fax machine, a digital fax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that, is that a lot of firewalls are in place, and so that doesn't mm-hmm. always work in the library. Because we're on, the computers are on a separate system than the city, so they do not mix.
Okay, so any more discussion on circulation? Sounds like it was just the names here and then changing the 5 to a 7. Is that the only things we said?
Clarifying the list of library.
Yeah, that in the first paragraph.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else on that one? All right. Well, we can renew that one for another 2 years. Okay. Then getting the library card. What changed?
So I don't know if you need to read through it first or.
I see some orange.
It's red.
Oh, red.
The short-term temporary housing.
Well, she sees one.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe if I.
Where it says new program. Yeah. Well, and actually I spelled out the financial assistance component a little bit better.
Okay.
Now, does the Junction City Library offer student cards?
It falls under youth, under minor. We don't have a
Because we have the policy, because I'm reading the short term, you know, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I just learned that you can get a student card, which is the same deal. You say, I go to the school right here, and you can check out three items at a time.
Currently, the way that we have it, and I've looked across all the libraries, we still have to have a parent presence at least the first time around to come in. I don't know if people are ready to jump into the short term one yet. Maybe we'll save that until everybody's done reading. For students, we hold them into the minors category. It does become very complex because you have your homeschool students, you have your kids who are at the charter schools, who are at the religious schools, who are at the high, the public schools. There are a lot of people who are in the Junction City School District, but are not in Junction City.
Right.
And so
I understand that.
Yeah, we have a very small teen section, and honestly, I'd love to, but I don't think that we have the capacity at this time. It's just a lot. I mean, there are Harrisburg students, there are students that are in a lot of the areas that we would typically say are non-resident.
Right.
And so
that's the purpose of the card, though, is that if they aren't able, if their family isn't able to get a card without paying for it, that they could get a student card that would only with limited accessibility.
So what would happen with that? It would not just be the student. What would happen is the whole family.
I just wondered if you offered it.
We do not. Okay. Yeah. Because we have found that it would branch out beyond, because we say that for the summer reading program, and we do open it up for the summer reading program.
And is it still a dollar for that one?
No, it's free.
It's free. Okay.
It's free. So for 3 months, the whole, family gets access through the child's card.
Yeah. But that's more open access. Is it limited to three? Or is that it's like a full card, but yeah.
Okay. Full card for 3 months. So we do offer that in comparison. There's a lot of scenarios where people.
I'm not encouraging it.
Okay.
Just
yeah. No, I'm just kind of saying, I think.
Thinking out loud.
And I'm sure all the other libraries have this similar situation, because we run into Junction City is a postal code and the zoning for Junction City.
No, I know. Because if you live across the street from the high school, a block over, you're not in city limits.
Exactly.
Even though you're right across the street from the high school. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is actually something I was going to bring up. I don't think I'm actually a resident. I had a package stolen and called the police department, and then they called me back and said, you're county. So technically, I am not a city resident. How do you verify? I owe you $50. Oh, that's what I'm saying. We can go down that different rabbit hole, but like,
volunteer.
So basically, usually, well, you're listed as a volunteer. So if you're a volunteer,
I've never paid you before. So I mean, remote, like, is there a verification?
So there are months, Laura. So, you're fine. She can't collect.
There is.
It's just honor based. No, no. I just
there. Love. There's a county.
Do you use RLID?
RLID. Okay. Which basically is a.
Oh, hi, Nancy.
My goodness.
My garage door decided I wasn't supposed to come in.
Oh, no.
It wouldn't open.
Okay. Oh, no.
Well, that's... How do you get your car out?
You put it in reverse really fast.
Mm-hmm. I should have tried that. And, I just paid $560 to have that thing fixed a few months ago.
Well, okay. I didn't do a good job.
Okay.
No. Well, welcome.
Sorry. Yes, welcome. That's okay. So where we're at was we had just approved appealing the library
fines,
and we had gone through the circulation policies, which only had very limited changes of just numbers or
one of these.
I gave her one.
Well, I've got it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And now we're on getting a library card. So I lost my train of thought.
We were talking about out of district, but you.
It makes it complicated for everyone because, as you can see, when the am I a resident or a non-resident plays a lot into
the system that the library uses says you live within the city limits.
Yeah.
Then you get.
Then it is what it is. Okay.
It doesn't matter if the sheriff's, the police department.
Okay. So Arlid is the Lane County system for detailing what county and what zone you live in.
So somebody looked 7 years ago when I moved here and got my library card.
No.
Oh no.
This is so basically this is a system that we started using when I came.
That's smart. Okay.
Started off with a list that was generated by City Hall of they previously kind of had a list, but it wasn't very updated, of addresses based upon kind of like I think it was I don't know if it was utilities, and then which wasn't very good because it doesn't tell you all the
property.
Most people that
I think it was property tax and not
most actually comes from.
Yeah, most people know if they're not in the city because they do pay a lot less property tax.
Well, yes. So the complication comes in when you have a lot of people who are in rental situations and they're not paying directly city water taxes. They're paying maybe a lump sum to their landlord for
they're just paying
services and they don't really.
So I just want to clarify now that we've gone down this rabbit hole, let's dive into a different one quickly.
Okay.
As board members, there's a portion of us that are supposed to be Junction City residents, correct?
We got three, right?
I'm in the city. I'm in the city. I pay the high tax.
I think you're out, right?
I'm definitely out.
I'm out. Okay. But we're okay.
Okay.
She lives there. She's there. That's definitely in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope.
Yeah. Okay, then we can move on from that. This is lovely.
Okay,
I think it's great.
Okay,
well, you know, on 10th Street, there's people that aren't in the city.
Right, that's where. Yeah. I'm not apparently. So, recently,
it also falls into it. If you are well water, that technically you're not paying into city services. There are some areas that are grandfathered. There's like right across the tracks,
and you might, Laura, you might have her check RLID and see what it classifies you as if the police department
County
are looking at it the same way.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
This can be a slow day.
There are a lot of holes to this map of Junction City because
supposedly anytime you have to update your sewer system or something, then they make you come in the city. But I think they want like $80,000 or something to hook up, or I mean it's some big number.
Wow. Cool. Yeah. Well, what was happening too is that the old list did not have all the new development that was happening. And we actually had someone reactivate her card today. They had moved to an area apparently on the other side of the tracks here, over by the storage units. There is new townhomes being built, and I had no idea.
Oh,
and they were so new that they're not even on Arlid.
Oh, wow.
So, and we've had this a couple of times that Arlid doesn't always keep up, so we figure it out and we are able to add them to the roster, which is great. So, but yes, there is a checks way to do it. Check Melon's way. So the newer items are on the back. So we do offer for kindergarten to 12th grade. So the Friends Group receives a grant through Education Together Foundation to help support low-income families, and where the family pays $10 and the friends pay the rest. And so that is another alternative for students who may live outside the area. We try to do as much as we can. There's a lot more plans. I have looked on all the other consortium library websites, and this is the most descriptive of what we offer than any of the libraries. So we do feel that we try to capture for as much as that we can offer. Seniors as well, we have that option for them. A lot of times too, just being able to let people know, you know, the half year is half the amount, which has gotten a lot of people on board as well. So there are many options that we try to provide for people. So the newest one, which came about in November, deals with people who, where there's a couple of rooming houses in town, and there is also a rehabilitation center to kind of address this situation where people are, have, you know, they're here temporarily and they would like access, but with that temporariness, we want to be careful of, you know, not being able to check in on them. Do you still have those books? Would you please bring them back? Because it, like in the rooming house, they, you know, may be there for a week. They may be there for a month. So that's, they are not able to use that location as their actual address. They have to get a post office box. And the reason why we can't just accept post office box is because anybody in the world can have a post office box anywhere. And we don't want to have the situation where people are shortchanging and saying, I have a post office box, but they actually live and they have anywhere lived else. Anywhere else. Yeah. And that way they're getting the free card over someone who is paying the $40, $50.
Very
smart. So, and
is that noted in here of PO box do not suffice as?
It's under to apply, under the short term to apply, proof of address is required.
Okay. But even for Wendy, say, if Wendy got a post office box and she is not a short term person, the PO box wouldn't. I don't know. I feel like I read it and maybe I just missed it.
Yeah, it says under proof of current address, no PO box. Not,
thank you.
I tried to capture everything.
Good job.
So, and then the proof of current address has increased a little bit. We had quite a few people who wanted to, they have their full address and the date listed on their handgun license.
But you don't have to renew those too often, do you?
Yeah, you do.
Do you?
Every 2 years.
Every 3 years?
Two.
I don't know. My husband always had one. I never had one.
So. It's, you know, it's got, it's a photo ID. It's been, you know, vetted through a government agency and, you know, it's got a date on it.
And how did they get it without another photo ID? That's what I want to know.
That's well, they have address, their photo ID.
So it's proof of current address. Okay. Yeah. It's their supplemental piece. Because so many people have, you know, driver's license too. And they've moved. And so this is our second
driver's
piece.
License. They don't update.
They don't update.
Yes. They don't even give you a sticker.
Yeah. Anymore? Well, they don't move. The sticker
is also
was hilarious kind of because no other states actually accepted it.
I have been many
because it would peel off. It looked fake, and you know, it just looked like didn't seem legitimate. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah,
I've moved 4 times. And my address is 4 times ago.
Yeah, my address is
that's why we have to do a second piece of information. But I mean, we take it digitally, we take it, you know, the most thing that a lot of people have is car registration unless they, you know, have moved or step out the door with no information. And then we're like, please come back with something.
That looks good. There's just on the front first paragraph again.
Yes, consistency.
Library consistency. All right. And then and am I a resident or non-resident? I think the sentence should say taxes you pay to support the Lane County School District or Junction City, blah, 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 are county fees.
Taxes you pay
support the district.
But then it says are county fees.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it should be taxes you pay to support the Lane County School District are county fees.
Yes.
Okay. So add in two there. And then again, grammatically under minors, a parent guardian will need to show photo ID, comma, current proof of address, comma, and will be the responsible party rather than is.
Unless your name's Matilda.
With an H. Did I miss something?
I have anybody no else.
I didn't. Okay.
Matilda from the movie.
Matilda?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen Matilda.
Was she?
I don't know in the book if she gets a library card.
Oh.
But I know in the movie she goes and has to get her own library card.
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't turn off my phone. I was busy calling every... just a minute and I'll tell her to call back. Mabel, I'm in a meeting. Call back.
Okay, perfect. Okay. We're just live. Okay.
And I'm gonna turn that
on. Any more comment on that or is that
maybe we look? I had this all set up.
On the financial assistance, it's hard for me to read while things are dying. My brain don't maybe one time. Where it says financial assistance on both families and seniors is grant supported through the Friends. Okay, reading it out loud is helping. Through the Friends of the JC Public Library and the Education Together Foundation. Okay, grant supported. It doesn't say it covers the cost because it only covers a part of the cost, but supporting is not the same as paying for it. So, okay, that's it.
That's all. Yeah.
All right.
All of the new apartment things are in the city, aren't they?
Yes. Most new development has a hook in to the city sewer system.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know, most are.
Okay.
Out in the beyond.
Were we going to go over the Spanish mission? Is that what you had there?
Sure. I didn't put one for everybody. I just had a quick question on it. We can pass it around.
Is this the message in Espanol?
Yes. The individual that you had translate it, was it just a single person? Was it a team of people?
It was just a single person.
Okay.
But I have another person that can help if I need to back up with that person. Mm-hmm. But I thought what the commissioner said was that they would send it to somebody.
Okay. Because what I noticed is, first of all, because I ran it through probably about, in AI is very fallible, but I ran it through probably about four internet translators, just to kind of verify word structure, because I think that's kind of important, not just the philosophy, but what I noticed, I think it changed the word. Participation, and when it's supposed to be something.
What is our E?
We provide fun, educational, and thought-provoking opportunities for engagement in and with the community. So participation versus engagement. There is a different word out there that is engagement rather than participation. So I'm wondering if, you know, rather... I guess the questioning is, why was it switched to participation as opposed to using the actual word of engagement in Spanish?
I mean, I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah, no, I would not think you would.
However, I will see them tomorrow. I mean, actually.
Sometimes it's just not a word they use.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's a word that not everyone would recognize because it's not a common usage.
And if we want to be inclusive, I don't know. I can ask Josh tomorrow. I can ask him tomorrow.
Native Spanish speaker?
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of like, if that's the way he says it, I've kind of
lean that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if we ran it by someone else.
Yeah. And I think I could also do that with somebody that I work with too.
Mm-hmm.
A different person.
And it could be. I mean, there's so many variants of Spanish. You know, we have patrons here from Colombia and from Venezuela and there's just, you know, in Mexico. And you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was also something about there was a comma. Wrote to myself, where would the second comma fall in the Spanish translation? We would want some sort of consistency between the two.
Well, I recognize
it. I know you hate the was it the Oxford comma.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But I think because it kind of like So I guess yeah. So that was my only two questions from that. And it's hard for the group because obviously we don't have a translator thing going on in the middle, but
And when did you go word by word or like the whole concept? Because engagement.
Both.
Okay.
I did.
I mean, was it like engagement?
Right. That could be that.
Or
yeah.
Being engaged in an activity. Like, are they the same word?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. And I only had so much time. So,
yeah.
You know, sitting there trying to go back and forth, translate. Is this, is this? Mm-hmm. You know. So, but otherwise, yeah, look great.
Yeah. And I think it's always whenever translation happens, it's always good to get a couple sets of eyes on it because different people say things different ways and to make sure that, yes, this is the way that seems like a good way to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I have two, I guess she's not a teen anymore, but she's a young adult and a teen who are both bilingual. So I could even have them look at it as well.
I feel like that would be
that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a good next step. And then I obviously the city did say that they would also want to verify it, how they prioritize that verification. Are they going to hire a translator? Is there somebody on this in the city that already speaks Spanish and would be able to verify that? So
there used to be someone at the district who did Spanish English translation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daniel?
Yeah. Is he still there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So we can have one more verification point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, having patrons look at it, I mean, I think would be a good idea. And then if they have input or changes, and then take it to another set of eyes and kind of.
I mean, luckily we're pretty succinct, you know, and you know, hopefully there's a good.
He did the visions too, right?
Mission. And vision.
Oh, it's all one document. I don't know why in my head I was like, it's two documents. Read it.
So it's because it's so small.
It's so succinct.
I know, it is. It's not this ginormous paragraph like we used to have. So, yeah.
And then for the city, do we just have to tell them when we're ready for them to run it through somebody? Or were they already doing it?
They just said, yes, we would want to do that, but they didn't actually have an action plan.
Okay. It was like
what that would look
we
like.
We know we're supposed to do this, but we might not ever have time.
That's how I remember it. Yes. I don't think that we would need to present it at the committee meeting like we did the English version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't think we should. None of them spoke Spanish, so they said we won't review this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it would have to be a follow up question for the committee.
Okay,
to find out what they were. Okay, you know, but maybe that happens after we get a few other eyes on this.
Okay.
Okay. Any more discussion on those topics? Are we ready to move on? Okay. Item 5: Library update and review.
Okay. Well, with my part-time person leaving,
mm-hmm.
and at this point in time, her position is not being backfilled. So I have held off starting new programming until I can kind of assess my workflow in figuring out staffing. I am training current volunteers into new duties, and I have a interview that I'm going to do with the potential another volunteer next week. So I do want to have Lego Club, and that would be bi-weekly. And then I want, even though Craft a Story is great, it does take a lot of time and planning. And I have a partner for that, but a lot more of it has tended to fall on me in kind of finding the craft and kind of designing it. And when you're choosing from 4 to 12 year olds, it's a lot when you're trying to think of, you know, at least 1 to 2 crafts that would keep them busy.
Will you give another person ever? You don't know.
I have an idea for some of these, like Lego Club. Like, could I share this with the OCCU branch and say we need 2 people to spearhead this, and they would come once a month or something?
So
or
I I do have volunteers. Craft a Story, we may revisit back towards summer, when it's a little bit more, it's kind of like an advertising hog too, because you're always having to continually change the promotion each month for it. Mm-hmm. But my partner for that was the OSU Extension Outreach 4-H partner that I had. And so she mentioned that they also do Lego. So depending on the complexity comes in, I wanted the second and the fourth week because the scheduling turns out a little bit better. But and I have a volunteer already set aside that she's willing to help. But I wanted a secondary one, because obviously if she's not able to come and I have to step in, I don't want to have to run all of Lego Club. I'd rather have 3 people have the possibility for staffing, especially since I'm going to run it in such a large group. Mm-hmm. Because we'd have the younger kids over in the kids' side, and we'd have the older kids over here, and that's a lot to kind of keep a focus on and run the front desk. Mm-hmm. So the 4-H partner said she could do the first and third, and I have to figure out if I could do scheduling. Honestly, you know, I don't always like to do multiple programming on the same day, because it's a lot. So we're on the third. So for me, if I have to catch up for anything for library board, it's the third Tuesday, and it's would be from 4 to 5. So it's cutting it very close for me to try.
Mm-hmm. What if we change the week of the board meeting?
You know, that's a possibility as well. We just have to kind of like look at everybody's schedule and all that fun.
I also think that, you know, coming back to the discussion of what are these board meetings accomplishing, and how do we make it not another programmatic thing that's on your plate?
Yeah.
Is our board meeting Lego Club? You know, like, what do you need from us?
That you could all come to Lego Club.
That, I mean, monthly report outs is probably, it's not a good use of your time.
Well, but I mean, you know, it's part of the process of, you know, running the library. It has to be, you know.
But I run boards, not advisory boards, and we meet 4 times a year. So.
I think we'd have to. What does our bylaws say?
Nothing. I don't have nothing.
I don't think either.
We looked last time. Yeah. There was nothing about how often we can meet. It was very sparse.
It is very sparse. Mm-hmm. Our friends group has like pages of bylaws in comparison.
It's an opportunity for us at this point to restructure to what fits for you, the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are terrible. The librarian shall serve as secretary at the board meetings. It's like, this is rude.
It's the perfect time to restructure to what you want this library to become and how it can best support the functionality.
Yeah. Which, you know, sure, everybody, you know, loves the board meeting. I think part of that is we do have a depth of policies to get through. And so I think shortening it up does not necessarily serve us well if we're trying, you know, because I'm at one of the other things that I was going to talk about, because we had just reviewed circulation appeal. One of the things that we is probably the larger policy that we need to look into again is the collection development policy. And that hasn't been updated since 99.
Hmm.
And
keep updating them, so it hasn't been updated. We started the old and worked our way forward.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Is that
easier?
Because it was easier, and we didn't. We thought we were going to be doing something else this evening,
and we're starting a process of reviewing them every 2 years.
So
now we're not.
One that we haven't reviewed for 20 years.
Well, that one's.
There, hit that down. This is
yeah.
Yes. Is that one?
I don't know.
I think there might be two in there. There's 15 pages.
Okay.
See if it splits in half.
Yeah, that feels that is lighter than this.
Yeah.
This is not a PR meeting.
Well, so something like this would be, we would need, well, some of it is lists, you know, which like subject areas of Dewey. So, you know, it's
I think that's fine. So we're going to read this one over for next time. Seems like you need a volunteer to go through our policies and flag them and then like send them out. Does everybody?
I think Nancy
needs one.
Thank you.
Yes, video cassettes are very important to our classes, including how-to tapes.
Well, you know, just that audio cassettes are talking books. You know. It makes it sound like it's a Disney, you know.
That is what we call our.
I know. It's a very old, antiquated phrasing.
For a while, it included cassettes and CDs, and there's also MP3. So they're just called talk books. That's how the labels are. So TKBK talk book.
Yeah, and things like, you know, we don't even have those periodicals anymore. Yeah, and you know, half of it in the middle is just basic, you know, the Dewey levels.
Sweet, I need that
and
study.
But it's very out of date regarding inclusivity and diversity, and even a policy, you know, policy section of how do we take in donations? How do we address purchase requests? I got one today. Someone wrote in saying that they were their wife was part of a book club and really wanted a series of books for the library to purchase, but the amusing thing was he spelled his name three different ways in the email, like between the header there were two different spellings of his name, and then even within the email itself he's
his own name or
his
the
own
author?
Name.
Oh
yeah, yeah, how many ways he was like John with a I'm not gonna say the whole thing, but yeah, so it was variations, and and he wasn't even a patron of any of our libraries. So there are a lot of avenues that people are trying to, you know, get published as well as have their presence within libraries, and dishonesty is high.
Okay, so it looks like the actual policy bit is like just these 3.5 pages.
Yeah.
So maybe we could look this over and address this policy at the next meeting.
And I think it would be good to look outside ours, you know,
like we did for the computer, and
because there may be a lot of other things that we're not thinking of that should be in with its policy, especially since, you know, it's been
a long time. And we invite people to say, we don't want this in the library?
Well, that is something that does need to be in there, because that is the, what do I do if I have a concern? And what is our policy regarding the it goes in under censorship of, you know, if I am not happy with this and I want this off your shelves, what is my procedure for doing this? And that is something that we have to have.
So for instance, if I checked out a children's book and it got really spicy, I could have a concern for that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if and it were then, something less,
and then it would be, you okay. know, come to review.
Or something in any way.
Yeah. Okay.
And there, yeah, so that has to be part of the policy as well, because,
yeah,
you know, this is, they're public materials and people have, need a way to speak, you know, their thoughts, and then we need to have a process. So it is very thin on sections like that, because a lot of this, not that they didn't have concerns, in, you know, the 50s to the 70s and 80s and 90s, it's just that they've come out more presently in force now. So
I like how it's one thing is collection material is determined by adherence to local laws. What are our local laws that aren't national laws that you would have to follow? That is weird.
Think about the South.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah,
book bans,
you know, and there's things in here. Materials are accessible through a catalog attached to the Springfield Public Library circulation system and the countywide database at the Eugene Public Library. Yeah.
It's more of a, like, yeah, start a, we'll find a new one that's more updated.
If everybody looks at a couple and we could do it also offline and try to bring it all together too. I think we kind of tried that with the computer one. Maybe we did it with something where we emailed.
Yeah, we just emailed. So like a Google Doc would be.
Yeah,
before.
You emailed me what you had found. I think this was.
But if everyone has access to a Google Doc, then
we can
see
just and just mark change.
Like, yep, looking at the same policy somewhere.
Yep. Okay.
Challenges when it comes to using.
And if you know, if you do have those challenges, you could also email it to somebody, to whatever you're seeing.
So that is one of my things that I'm mentioning that we might want to do for the next meeting is to, I mean, you know, I guess an action item would be, you know, one, read through, two, kind of look out there to see, you know, what is our policy missing?
What is outdated?
What is outdated? Now that we have a new mission statement, you could put that in there. Mm-hmm. Once that's totally approved. What also kind of falls within that is some of the weeding policies. And they do go over some of that. We do want to make it updated and relevant, but at the same time, we don't want to fence it in too much, because then we'll have to try and say, oh, but we don't have flexibility, you know, for another 2 years to revise it. So, you know. Yeah. Homework.
We can do it.
Mm-hmm. So back to another channel here, programming. So possible thoughts of bringing book club back. And so there's a little bit more that goes into that as well. I want to kind of reach out to some of the other partner libraries and how they work with diversifying their book clubs. because there are a lot of people and not necessarily a lot of play, you know, a lot of spots. But we want to have a diverse group with, you know, diversity mm-hmm. within that group. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, do we make it a lottery system? You know, do we make people fill out, you know, interest forms and with questions? Do we make it kind of a half first come, first serve, and the other, you know, we pick from a hat? You know, it gets complicated.
For book club. Can't people just throw out ideas of books they want to read? And
No. Them? This is of taking in book club members. I'm not looking to have more than 12 to 15 people.
To book club. Do we,
I can't.
The Friends provides the books?
We're not buying books. Book club is basically.
Do we have 12 copies of the same book?
No. So what I have thought about that, and the volunteer that I'm working with, she's like in 5-6 book clubs. So we can do it based upon theme, where like she said, she's in a group where there's maybe they do it by decade. You choose a book based, you know, in a certain decade, and then you come to the group and you speak about that book. There's another way that we're looking at it too, where you know, if it's a group of 12, then you know we can choose books, but no more than 4 people on that book. And so everybody, and then basically you'll have kind of like a team who have read that book and then kind of discuss that book within the group. And then you have 3 books overall that you are discussing for that meeting, so that we can legitimately get it within our system for the most part.
And because you don't have the resources to be able to like call them from all the different libraries and pull them here. And
correct.
There are, because I know Helen at our library has been doing a book club. And there's a list of books where I don't remember which library it is, but they have like kits where they have 8 copies of a book, and they have a list of these books that they have that can be checked out in these kits, which is also an option, but not everybody wants to read those books.
Exactly.
But
you know,
it might be an option for a couple of titles. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, because come June, I am not going to seek re-election to this board because I feel too out of touch with this community. Like, I don't know, the book club that I attend at the library in Veneta, and that's a larger community, and that is regularly attended by about 10 to 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
So do you reasonably foresee there being more than 12 on a regular basis?
I think there's the initial energy at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and
even if you had say 15 to 18 on an enrollment, how many would show up at every?
Well, I wouldn't know. I mean, we would never go, you know, beyond 15. What generally happens is that, you know, you get that initial excitement and then it kind of weeds down to your main core.
Yeah.
The interest levels there, the previous history on the book club at this library had been pretty exclusive. And I'm not going to say a lot about it, but let's just say that there was not a lot of openness about joining into it. And so, I am trying to make it a process where.
What if you held an interest meeting, like have people show up and see who's showing up to be interested in a book club and talk about what they would want in a book club,
mm-hmm.
and then see if it's feasible? Because if you only have 8 yeah. people show up and they're all friends.
Well, but see, that's, yeah. When I market, I do very well. And you know, I didn't like increase my programs you know, dramatically without the major push of marketing that I do.
Yeah.
So getting people here is not really an issue. I think I can, you know, fairly safe to say that bringing in the amount of people will not be a huge problem. It's more that I want to give opportunities to people who maybe have felt
marginalized,
as well as unable to have that opportunity because they didn't have access to it from before. So it's weirdly complicated. You know, it's just kind of like I want to provide, but at the same time, I mean, if we could provide more than one group, I would do it. But I'm only one person. Because honestly, we could have a whole book club of just seniors who would come. Mm-hmm. But to me, that's not the diversity that I'm hoping to get, you know. Mm-hmm. And I can't just say, well, we'll have four seniors and we'll have four, you know, people mm-hmm. of this age and four people of that age and
but
four
also
people that
the
Democrat.
Time slot you choose will largely dictate who comes as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
If you do it during the day, you can have a lot of seniors that can show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you do it well, at night and you're not going to generate a lot of seniors.
Yeah. Well, legitimately, it needs to happen during my work hours. Yeah. So yeah. It's going to be either 4 to 5 on a Friday or Saturday. And that's, you know.
Well, mm-hmm. and Saturday would give you a more diverse group, I think, than mm-hmm. Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Probably. So there's a lot that goes into thinking about that. And, you know, I wanted to try to launch at least Lego Club first.
It makes sense for you to put some things on pause while you mm-hmm. figure out your staffing and where you stand in lunches and breaks and
so
day-to-day business.
Yeah, because essentially the thought and the process that goes into that in the marketing is, you know, in the beginning is as much as craft a story. So, you know, it's just kind of like how much, you know, once it gets off the ground and you get going, then I think it will lead itself. But getting there, that's the process. So anyways, summer reading, finally had a discussion with the superintendent of the schools. Yes, the availability over at Laurel should be available. And we are still trying to figure out our availability at the city. They're slowly kind of moving along. We thought this sometime, well, we're still hopeful, sometime this month they will begin construction over the community center. Technically, the schools are seen as maybe the backup, but I would like to have it set in stone just so that I can build programs and yeah. say this is, you know, our location, because that is a lot. Plus, you know, the setup, you know.
It seems like at this point, like either plan on the school, like if the school is the, because if they haven't even started construction yet, I would not count on that being done.
It's not fully my choice. Mm-hmm. So, because obviously if the community center is going to be available, then that is the preferred site. Yeah. So
February with construction, it's just funny. They're dragging their feet in that case.
There's a lot. So that one's still day to day and, we might need to switch to Thursdays too, because apparently all the other libraries have decided that Wednesday is their day. So, which makes it very complicated in trying to get performers.
So actually ran into that last year because Burn Ridge Veneta was like, what was ours? 12:30 to 1:30? Theirs was like 11:30 to 12:30. So we're like zooming around. So we like go to all.
You're like, gotta get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ours follows, you know, the free lunch program for summer. And if we're going to be over at the school, I have to find out what time theirs is. So that might jumble it around as well. So, but there, you know, pluses and bonuses, many, many things going on. So that is that. No other.
Okay. Time check 7:55. So, all right. Other business. Library cards.
Yep. So We did an inside poll of staff, volunteers, and a few patrons. So,
what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Pretty much.
As you flip through it, the first four cards. First four cards are adult. Mm-hmm. No, sorry. First three cards are adult. The next two are for kids. And the final one is the short-term card.
And these are options, or these are our cards?
These are our cards.
All right.
They are coming.
Right. Oh, all of them?
Yeah, all of them.
You don't need anything from us?
Cool. No. Look through them. You can see all the designs.
Well, I mean, but there's no action that I need.
No,
to just,
no, but
mm-hmm. you're aware
you,
and just
you get
enjoy
to see.
Them. Oh, yeah. Very cute.
Mm.
Now my kids are going to want their own library.
Mm-hmm. So people can get a new library card. I will discount it down to $1 if they want the new card. Because
it's got a little key fob thing. That's swanky.
Yeah, those are
really handy. I still have my Newport one on there.
Oh,
oh
my gosh.
Still have it.
How much do they have to pay to get a new card?
Well, obviously, if you're free within your area, they're free. But if you are wanting a new card, then it's usually $2, but I'm going to discount it down to $1.
They're cute.
Yeah, they're cute.
And are they going to have the longer barcode on them? Like the Junction City ones have the short barcode?
Mm-hmm. They'll all be short barcode.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think we go more than seven numbers. Mm-hmm. We are not like crazy Fernrich.
I don't know why that. I mean, everybody's library card starts with 4747000. Like, why do we need that many numbers? It's really like a 6-digit card number. But
ours starts off with zero.
Our new scanners will not read the Junction City library card because the barcode is too short.
There should be a, because our scanner gives you codes. If you go to the manufacturer, they have codes where it will read a shorter barcode. Yeah.
Ask about that. Because the old scanners, it was like a laser line.
Do you have Zebra? Do you know if yours
is? I don't even know what it is. But the new one has like these two blue dots.
Mm.
And they're out here. And the Junction City barcode is...
No, it's like a start stop point codes that can read it. Maybe I'll tell Colin.
Yes, ask him about that because that would be so handy. Because we have the same problem with the books with the older barcodes on them too.
Huh?
And it's you just have to type them in manually. But then I'm like, oh crap. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, no.
Hold on. I forgot my glasses are in the back.
Scanners are smarter than that. They just have to feed the data to them. So hopefully everybody liked those things.
Good work.
Yep. You know, they didn't charge us any differently between having one or the six different designs,
nice.
Which is why I went to town on it. Cause I'm like,
have some variety. It'll be really confusing. Be like, what's, oh, that is our library card.
Yeah, it's fun. And then the last thing was, doing an amnesty month. You know, people quite enjoyed it because we kind of gave fine free during the ice storm week. Mm-hmm. You know, woohoo! So that's a possibility. Time to advertise that would be probably a good lead in for at least a month.
And how does that work? Just like if you accrue fines during that month, you don't accrue fines, or do you forgive fines during
you
the
know
month? Because we did the thing where during what is it, library appreciation week,
mm-hmm.
if you came in during that week, you could request to have up to $5 of fines waived. Mm. Like if they were accruing on your account, you could, we'd be like, here's $5 free, and we just did it during that 1 week.
Well, I've even considered, you know, because I've been a little bit more lenient on kind of our policy of people of, so books over 6 months have, they're supposed to be charged the full amount plus the.
Yeah, because the book is presumed lost.
Yeah, it's presumed lost. Mm-hmm. I've had patrons, like the one who returned the 12 books that have hit the long overdue. In goodwill to get the books back and to get patrons coming back,
yeah,
I have expressed to them
that as long as the book is in good condition, I am not going to charge you for the book. We might charge you a little bit in the overdue fees, which is never more than $2 for that book, you know, of any book. It never goes farther than $2 that you won't be charged. And so
to bring the book back, it makes sense.
Exactly.
As long as you can put it back in circulation.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that way it's less on me to get a new book, to purchase a new book. It saves us money and the patron feels good. Look, I've finally gotten rid of it. It's gone back to the library where it needs to go. And so having an amnesty month of saying, return everything you got, everything you have at home that still has a library sticker on it saying that you owe it to us, bring it back and we will cancel that debt. That on your account. And so, you know, if it doesn't return at all, we're not canceling the debt. But eventually, you know, they will probably time out anyway. But I figure.
And that gives people, if you go for a month, that gives people time to really look and find the thing.
Yes. You know, and it'll give us time to promote it when they come back. I think for the most part, I mean, I've talked to the finance manager a little bit about it, but I think I you know, obviously I need to run it through city and make sure they'd be also be fine with it because essentially we're not collecting fines for a month. And I, you know.
How much does fine collection generate in a month?
You know, when the city budgets our revenue that the library generates, it's never more than $5,000. So
$5,000 per month
per year.
Okay.
So that's including fines and fees and donations and overdue fees. Or I said fees twice. What is the other one?
Lost books.
Lost books. Yeah. Okay. So, but it is still, you know, seen as lose money of like department. We would still, I don't think we're ready yet for fine free. Just because the source of revenue is still needed.
But it would make sense to look at then, you know, a comparison. How much is it going to cost to replace these books that are missing? How much is it going to cost in your time and the pros and cons there? Maybe if we that could be a project for the board.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, and I think too, the conversation that I had with the patron who brought back the books and gives them the touch point of saying, hey, we have alternatives for you to settle the debt that, you know, we're not looking to eternally penalize you.
Wash dishes. Work it off. We need a policy for that month too.
Yeah.
We're not going to take back the water damaged books or, you know, right? Yeah. This is just free and clear.
Yeah. They need to be in good condition.
Yeah. I think, I think what she's saying is that would be a good, when you announce we're going to have this, have a little half sheet that says these are the conditions.
Yeah. So maybe April? I don't know.
Yeah. Anything else on that? No. So Wendy, you're not renewing, so your last meeting will be June. I am also, I am resigning sometime. I can resign anytime, but I'll aim for June. I'm moving. So,
Gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or Valis.
Oh, okay.
So, we will need, if we don't want a gap, we'll probably need to start advertising for board. I don't know when. I don't know when we're allowed to.
Is this a full board?
This is. Okay. Yeah. And then if me and Wendy are gone, you three would still be good. But
if anyone has missed,
we need to make sure we've got two people coming in.
Not me included. So, but then we would need
someone to fix Nancy's garage doors.
Yeah. We'd either need two people who live in the city or one in and one out. Yeah. So.
So just something we need to think about. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other business? Okay. So our next meeting is March 19th at 6:30, and I'm calling this meeting to an end at 8:05.
And I'm thinking back now. Michelle. Didn't we say we were skipping?
Do we need to pause?
No.
Oh.
Didn't we say we were skipping June meeting? And just doing July?
Oh, June and August, right?
Or is that
for summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So your last meeting, May.
And yours too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Unless we need it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why is it? It's because we're reading program and then Scandinavian Festival, right? That's.
Well, if we're going to be at the school, the Scandinavian Festival is moot point, but yeah.
So we're not technically adjourned. We're still discussing.
Yeah.
Skipping the June meeting and the August meeting. Was this decided at the December meeting?
I thought it was because the beginning of summer reading and ending, I thought.
It had to do with their busiest months.
Yeah.
That's what started the conversation of the monthlies.
But I mean, we don't have to. Is it on the count? Like, is it on the city calendar? Do you know?
I mentioned to the city reporter that we might not have meetings those 2 months, but if we are having two people go off the board technically in June, that might leave us a large gap. And if we're not having anything in August, that's kind of, I'm just trying to see timing wise.
We did that because we were trying to make life easy.
Trying to picture is the onboarding, because the not sure when they when they announce. But yeah, it would have to be announced by May, but then
They have to approve it.
Have to approve it.
I wonder if we can approve it early and be like, hey, they're coming in July.
They could sit in on meetings earlier too if they.
Well, that okay. That's so legitimately, it's not like we had a ton of people rushing to the board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it may take 3 months to fill a board seat, and you know the faster you guys are gone, the more we're sitting there without somebody. You know, we could post something in May, but we might not get somebody.
Could start sooner though. I mean, you can talk to people. Board positions are going to be coming available in June.
Interesting. But people could apply.
And that, it's only February.
I mean, they could though.
When
are you moving?
Sometime in the summer. Okay. I mean, I can resign at any time.
No. I just want to make sure you're not like.
She's out tomorrow. If we're just overwhelmed with good candidates,
I'll let them in.
Are we adjourned or are we not adjourned?
Adjourned at 8:09.
Okay.